Hi, I'm Chase Bunker, but you're not here for me. You're here for my guest. He is a popular stand-up comedian. You've seen him on Last Comic Standing and Jamie Kennedy's Heckler. You can see him at the Hyatt Regency on May 9th as part of Bonkers Comedy Series. Tickets are on sale now. He is Carmen Vallone. Carmen, how are you?
Hey, I'm well, Chase. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thanks a lot for coming on. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with you, you do a lot of clean comedy. And I just have to ask, like, how difficult is it to write clean comedy? Because I feel like every time I try to write something that's remotely clean, like a dirty joke comes in. It's like, well, there goes all that.
Yeah. I like clean comedy because when it's clean, you're getting down to the joke. And you're not just relying on, like, dirty words. You're not just relying on dirty situations to be funny. Like, the actual twist and turn or the little nuances of life have to be there. I got a Dry Bar comedy special released this past year, which is squeaky clean. Like, Dry Bar's brand is all like, gee, there's children in the crowd if there needs to be, you know? I love talking about cleaner stuff because it's just funny to me. It's the little things in life that are funny, kind of like Seinfeld, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Your special, I'm Special, is available right now. I think it's on Angel last I checked. Is that right?
Yes, Angel Studios is carrying it. Yep.
Awesome. So go and check that out. I love the name. It's hard to say, like, when you're trying to promote, it's like, oh, his comedy special, I'm Special, is available right now. I love the name for it.
Oh yeah, thanks, man. Thanks. It was one of those things. It was like I named it. I filmed it, and like when I came out, I was like, "Yeah, I got a comedy special. Somebody told me I'm special," and I was like, "Oh, I want to have the name of the special be like one of the first things I say in the video." And so I'm like, "I guess I'll name it I'm Special." And then I forgot about it because it took like a year for it to come out, a year and 6 months or something like that. And I'm like, hey, I wonder if they're going to ask me what I want to name it. And then it came out. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that that's what I went with.
How long did it take to prep something like that?
You know, it's crazy. Like, so I did jokes in that special that I've been doing since I started stand-up. But there was also jokes that I did in that special that I was writing in the parking lot before I went in to go film the special. We're going to geek out on comedy writing for a quick second.
Yeah.
There's something called synonymous parallelism. A synonymous parallelism, which is like you basically say the same sentence using different words. So if you're like, oh, I crashed my car into the ditch, you'd be like, I slammed my Honda into the curb. You know, so you're saying the exact same thing, but using different words. And in comedy, like, you could deliver a punchline and the crowd is dying laughing, and you could deliver that exact same punchline using different words and the crowd will continue to laugh. So it's like you give a punchline, you get a laugh, get another punchline, another laugh. So it's like laugh, 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 laugh. So before I film that special, I'm in the parking lot. I'm like, hey, I need to pepper in some synonymous parallelisms here and keep these laughs rolling. And it's exactly what I did when I'm doing a bit about taking my hat on and off. And it's crazy. So it's like I did material that I've been doing, you know, some material that I've been doing since I started stand up and other material that I was writing as I was in the parking lot before I went in.
When you do that now, because I remember I was talking with Sal Vacano about this, do you just kind of like almost retire it in a way? It's like, well, now that I have it on my special, I can't take this on the road anymore.
Yes and no. There's some that like people, it's like some people, they're like, hey, you didn't do the joke about the, you know, driving in snow. And you're like, oh, okay. I thought you might not want to hear that, you know? Sometimes if I'm on the road, sometimes I'll do the same material just because you got to like fill the time. And then it's other times you're doing material that you're working on. Like right now I'm like building a Halloween special. I'm writing a full like set that's just on the topic of Halloween.
Nice.
So I can only do so much of the Halloween material on the road in the months that's not Halloween, you know, like you get like maybe a month or two before October and like maybe a month after October to like do Halloween material. So it's like, you know, that's just what I'm personally working on. I just want a themed special. I think would be really fun.
Well, I think also it's not like it's Christmas where it just kind of starts earlier and earlier and earlier. Halloween just has like this niche, like 1.5 months, and that's about it.
Yeah, and that's it. And when it's done, it's done. Like people, as soon as Halloween's done, they're on to Christmas. You know,
mm-hmm.
and poor little Thanksgiving gets like left out. It's like a little like stepkid or something. They're forgotten about.
Yeah, and it's such a great holiday too, because like, I mean, that's, you have like this massive feast going on, like, which, I mean, by the way, perfectly like American holiday. Like, what are we gonna have? Oh, a large amount of food. Perfect. We do that technically every day, but still, like, it gets so overlooked already, and I hate that.
Yeah. But yeah, like, so like after, like, once I get like the Halloween special done, then yeah, it's back to like just continuing to write new material. But I see why it's really hard for a lot of comedians to crank out these specials that are about themselves. And you start following a comedian that you really love, and it seems like they always end up going political. And you're like, why does that always happen? Like, I don't want to follow, like, I'm trying to get away from like the news, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just comedians, you know, after a special or two, they run out of stuff to talk about themselves. So they talk about what's going on in the world, you know, whatever's going on in the news. And of course, the news by nature is political. And so I think a lot of comedians go political. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a political comedian. So what else can I write about? Oh, I think I'll try to write about Halloween, you know?
Nice. Good on you for that. And also, like, we don't have a lot of Halloween comedy specials, and so it could just be like the yearly tradition of, hey, by the way, we could watch horror movies. We can also watch the Halloween comedy special.
Yeah, that's my goal. That's my little dream right there, is to have that for people. So we'll see. We'll see if it happens in the next year or so.
Speaking of Halloween and scary, you've toured across the country doing stand-up comedy. What is the weirdest place that you've performed at so far?
Oh man, the weirdest place I've performed at so far was probably this place like an hour outside of Austin, Texas. It was just like we're given the address of like this place that wants to do stand up, and I should have looked it up on like Google Earth or whatever, but I didn't like think about it at the time. I'm like, okay, here's the address, we got a show. And me and my buddy JP Lambiace, who's actually going to be my opener for this show in Jacksonville soon. But like him and I are like driving out to like the middle of nowhere. I'm like, are we going to perform in a field? What is happening here? We like pull into the driveway, and like the first thing we see are like goats. There's just a bunch of goats everywhere and like farm animals. And I'm like, what is this place? I do not want to go in here. We go into like this bar, I guess. I don't even want to call it it wasn't a restaurant. I think they served food, but it was just like, it looked like a biker bar that was like out in the middle of nowhere. And there's like Satan stuff on the walls and weird like dead animals. And I'm like, this place is terrible. I'm like, let's do our show and get out of here. Well, I guess the bar never advertised it, or I don't think there's anybody that lives within like a 25-mile radius that could have even gone to this show. It turned out to just be a father and son in the crowd, and then we performed for like the bartender, and it was just like the most god awful show. And in the middle of like performing, you hear like the goats. I'm like, what is happening here? Like, why did they bring in stand up comedy for nobody? That was a bad one. I'd say that was a bad one.
Yeah, I'd say so. I feel like that's the worst heckle out there. It's not even just someone trying to make a joke. It's just a goat bleeding like midway through a set.
Yeah, a goat just, you're like, oh man, I've never been heckled by farm animals before.
You can see him at the Hyatt Regency on May 9th as part of Bonkers Comedy Series. Tickets are on sale now. His special, I'm Special, is available right now on Angel. You were on Last Comic Standing. I want to hear a little bit more about that. What was it like to just try out for that?
Yeah, that was really cool. Last Comic Standing, it was around years and years ago. I've been doing stand-up now over 20 years, and this was when I was only 3 months in.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
Like, hey. Yeah, I'm like, I've got it. I could do this. You know, I went out there and I auditioned. I dressed real nice. My jokes were so cheesy and dumb. I had no idea. I think like my joke I said was like, if crabs have unprotected sex, do they get the peoples? Dumbest thing I've ever. Dumbest joke I've ever thought of in my life. I had clearly no idea what I was doing at the time. But, like, it got on, and, like, the judges were nice to me. They're like, hey, you're a nice guy. You're just not ready for the show. And you know, they had like, my name on the screen and the whole thing. And, like, just that little bit, like, the day after it aired, I was getting recognized on the street. They're like, hey, you're the guy. We just saw you on TV last night. I was like, whoa, this is cool. You know, like, I like this. And, But that credit stuck with me. They're like, hey, Carmen Falone, Last Comic Standing. And, like, people have seen it, and it's just, like, it's wild to have been a part of that show, because that show, like, especially for Comedians, we loved that show. Like, that was a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just happy to be a part of it. And I just always seemed to be in the right place at the right time. Like, there was also this movie, this documentary Jamie Kennedy did called Heckler. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I watched that. And what's funny is, I watched it like years after it came out, and I remember seeing you in Orlando, and then about a year or two later, I saw them. I was like, oh, wait, I recognize that guy.
Yeah. Just another thing, I was in like the right place at the right time. Jamie Kennedy came through the club, and like he was promoting that he wanted hecklers, and everybody's like, oh, this is different. You know, what's this all about? And, so I went there, and I was like heckling them. And then like, we had like this hour long conversation in the green room, and it all got documented. And like, it was released on, I forget what it was released on originally, but like it turned out to be on Netflix. It was on a few other like major like streaming platforms. And, it's kind of cool that like, you know, another piece of comedy history that I somehow was a part of.
Do you think now, I know that you've gotten, like you said, you've been doing this for 20 years. Do you think if they did bring back Last Comic Standing, you'd be like, oh yeah, 100%, like I'm making that top 10?
Oh, for sure. Like, give me my chance. Please give me another chance now that it's been so many years. I've been on the road for 20 years. I've done clubs. I've done retirement homes. I've done old people, clean, dirty, biker bar. I've done everything you could throw at a comedian, and I am like more than ready now.
Did you initially start off dirty like everybody else? I feel like everyone else starts off dirty. Were you one of them?
Yeah, kind of. Because when you're starting out, you just want to get a laugh, like no matter what. You're just like, I'm going to say any combination of words into this microphone that's going to get people to laugh. And you know, whatever gets a laugh, you're like, okay, I'm keeping that. And so, yeah, you have dirty jokes, but then, you know, as you kind of like mature in it a little bit, you're like, well, you know, a comedian will be on stage and there'll be like 100 people in the crowd and 99 of them are laughing and one person's rolling their eyes. And then you're focused on that person rolling their eyes. And you could tell, you're like, okay, they wanted something cleaner. You know, like, let me see if I could do something like cleaner and more clever to like appeal. I'm like, I want to make all 100 laugh, not 99. And
oh, yeah.
And, you know, and like, and I also feel like, you know, I want to put something out there that I'm proud of, like letting my mom watch, you know, or my grandma or something, you know. I don't want to like have them turn on my bit and I'm like being like this disgusting pig, but you know, that's just me, you know. I mean, there's a need for all of it. Like, you know, obviously dirty comedians do fantastic. Clean comedians do fantastically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just, my own personal, like, I guess, convictions or whatever, I just want to be on the cleaner side if I could be. Sometimes I like to let, like, if I've been doing, like, a month of clean shows, like, in a row, I'm like, I need to do a bar show. Okay. I need to get out there and do my, I need to let loose a little. And then I let loose, then I'm like, okay, I could go back to clean again.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, like the 99 people laughing, that you always just focus on that one. And it's very true. Like, there will be that times where like I'll just see the one person just stare, and it would be like this blank stare, and you, for some reason, you just think about that. But like, some people are also just hateful, because I remember there was that one time I was talking with somebody and I was like, oh, what'd you think? He goes, I've heard it before. I'm like, well, this is all new material, so that's a lie. It's like you're just trying to just put people down. And I think that sometimes people just go to comedy and just not be a good person for some reason.
Yeah, it's like a challenge for them or something. They're like mad that you're trying to make them happy. I don't get that. Like, I'm trying to make you smile, my guy. Like, what are you fighting it for, you know?
Exactly.
I'm trying to show you a good time, but who knows what those people have going on in their lives? I mean, unless they're just really just miserable people, but, like, I see that's like geeking out about comedy. It's like, what, like, I think everybody has a sense of humor, even, like, the most stiff office CEO that's a professional that never laughs, he's always working. Somewhere deep down, that guy has a sense of humor. There's something that he laughs at, you mm-hmm. know, like, what is it that he laughs at? Like, I want to, like, find that for people. Like, what is it that you laugh at? And I want to try to bring it out of you. But, I mean, hey, some people are fighting it and there's nothing you could do. But most people, 99% of the people, they're there to laugh and have a good time.
You can see him at the Hyatt Regency on May 9th as part of Bonkers Comedy Series. Tickets are on sale now. Carmen, before I let you go and ask you the same questions I like to ask all my guests here, are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. What is the most played song on your playlist?
Most played song on my playlist? The top artist is Eminem. I just listen to Eminem. Like, whatever... Every song that Eminem has is in my rotation. And then after that, it's like Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, and then like Green Day and Michael Jackson. I've got like the worst taste in music. People make fun of me because it's like all I listen to is just those people, pretty much Eminem.
What about your guilty pleasure band?
Guilty pleasure band. I got a guilty pleasure song. It's that Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats.
Mm, okay.
I love that song, and I know it's like a chick singing. It's not like I've had a guy cheat on me. I've never had a girl. For some reason, I just love that song. And like, I'll play it real loud when I'm alone. Mm-hmm. And then when it's like on, when other people are around, I like pretend I don't even notice that it's on.
What's your favorite song to belt it out to, no matter how good or how bad you sound?
Let me think. Best song to sing when even no matter how bad. Oh man, I'm so embarrassed. These are embarrassing questions, dude. This is more embarrassing than talking about bombing in comedy.
Yeah.
Probably that one that everybody loves. Bum bum bum. Good times never seem so good.
So good. So good.
So good. Yeah.
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah. It's so easy to just let that song out, and it's like such a stereotypical like white people song, but I guess it's got a stereotype for a reason.
I think it's on every like white people's playlist for like any type of event. It's like that and like Living on a Prayer, I feel like, are automatically like top two on there. Every like, whether it be like baby shower, wedding, it's always on there.
Yeah, it's such a guilty pleasure song.
If you could eat one meal for a week, what is it?
Ooh, I could eat one meal for a week. What would it be? Breakfast. Dunkin' Donuts breakfast. Mm. If I could eat that $6 meal deal, I already eat it every day for a week. What am I saying? Every morning I get up and I go to get that $6 meal deal, and it's like, it's a breakfast sandwich on a croissant with hash browns and a coffee.
Are you secretly sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts with that? Because, I mean, that was just a perfect live read, just immediately without even trying.
Oh, man, I should be. For the amount of money that I give Dunkin' Donuts, I give more money to Dunkin' Donuts than I do my bank.
The man likes Dunkin' Donuts. If Dunkin' Donuts, if somebody is listening, you have your future spokesperson right here, and it's Carmen Vallone. What's your drink of choice?
They have these refreshers. It's like, dude, I get one every day. They're like $5. I'm like, what am I doing? There's strawberry dragon fruit refresher. So it's like the strawberry concentrate with either lemonade or green tea. I get it with green tea. And then just recently they like messed one up on me and they gave me like this berry acai refresher with green tea. And now I've switched as like, it was like a happy accident. Now I get the berry acai refresher with green tea, light ice, small amount of concentrate. Thank you. Here's a few bucks tip.
What's your favorite superhero?
Superhero? I'm old school. I like Superman. You know, like I grew up watching Superman, but I'm not really like happy with like the most recent Superman movies. I like I don't know, just the character in general, like everything he does is like one of my favorites. My son, he's 4 and he's a Spider-Man guy. So there's a lot of Spider-Man in my house and Avengers and stuff. But I'm going to go with Superman, and after that, it's like X-Men characters.
Favorite internet video?
Favorite internet video? Let me think here. Favorite internet video. I always like the ones that have like the crazy comments on Instagram, where you could just read through the comments and they're funny. But let me think of like a specific, you know what I watch every morning? I watch these people build houses in the woods. Do you ever catch any of those?
Yeah, I see that. And I'm just like, what is this for? Like, first off, that's gotta be like weeks of work, and it's like, okay, so you have like this little hut, maybe like a getaway. I don't understand why they do it, but it's still like impressive as all heck that they like do it out of like twigs and branches.
Yeah, that's what I watch. I watch these guys in the woods, because it starts off like, we try not to let my son watch really any like trash TV. Mm-hmm. And I need a little bit of TV in the morning, like when I'm waking up. I just need like just a few minutes to like wake up. And so, you know, we've stumbled across these like videos of like these guys building like a hut in the woods with just logs and twigs and branches. And it's like, there's no dialogue. You just hear the sound of the woods and the birds chirping, and it's like kind of relaxing. And we put it on so that way my son has like something to watch without it being like brain rot TV. Mm-hmm. But now like I've fallen in love with these videos. So even like when he's not home, I'm like, ooh, this guy's making a tree fort. Ooh, this guy's building a hut in the ground. And I'm like, what am I watching? I'm watching these guys just play with twigs and dirt. And I'm like, this is great.
What are you streaming right now?
What am I streaming? I just wrapped up. I need a show to stream, because I just wrapped up the House of the Dragon, the Game of Thrones spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I love the Game of Thrones series, and I'm like, I usually don't geek out about that kind of stuff, but like lately I have been. I'm like, man, Game of Thrones was phenomenal, and I was like, I need something more. I need more. And then the Knight of the Seven Kingdoms was only like one season, which was phenomenal. And I'm like, I need more. And I'm like, ooh, House of Dragons. So I watched that show, and I just finished it the other night, and I was like, man, this, I'm digging this.
And finally, Carmen Vallone, give me your spiciest hot take. It could be about anything in life.
Spiciest hot take. Okay, let me think here. Well, I think that of all the chain pizzas, I think Domino's is probably the best.
Ooh.
Is that a hot take?
Yeah, that's a good take. Oh, because what's funny is a lot of people like to trash Domino's for some reason. I'm like, that's still good pizza.
Yeah, for some reason they had like this ad campaign a while ago where they're like, you know, our pizza's been bad for a while, but we hired these new chefs, and they like revamped all their pizza, and like I was like, okay, let me see what they're working with here. And dude, I'm like, wow, this is actually really good pizza. Like first of all, if you're going to get pizza, you want to go to like a mom and pop pizza place, mm-hmm. you know. But if you're going to get like a chain restaurant pizza, hot take, Domino's is the best one out there.
I love it. You can see him at the Hyatt Regency on May 9th as part of Bonkers Comedy Series. Tickets are on sale now. Carmen Vallone, thanks a lot for coming on.
Chase, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Hopefully I'll see you.